Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the
Good Monday morning to everybody today. Welcome to The Watchman. I'm Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. It's good to be with you on this, what is it, the 27th day of November 2017. We're going to get right into the meat of our message today. I heard the Lord say in my heart. Now, I probably should wait because I know that it takes a couple of minutes for others to join into the broadcast. But I heard the Lord say something to me this morning as I was preparing, and exactly what he said was, I am going to rev things up. In other words, I was asking the question, Lord, what is on the horizon? And I heard the Lord say, I am revving things up and am going to cause an acceleration of my purposes in the earth. And so when I heard those words, and I want to repeat them again, and I'm going to say it a couple of more times before we actually get into where I want to be. I heard the Lord this morning say, as I'm sure you heard God tell you something, I heard the Lord say, I am revving things up and am going to cause an acceleration of my purposes in the earth. And there was a distinction there that the revving up was for the purposes of God, not for the purposes of the enemy. And so seeing that it is the Lord that is revving up things concerning his purpose, then the proper interpretation is simply that you and I, who serve the Lord's purpose and will be ignited with supernatural power to run with greater speed and fulfill what God has called us to do. How do I know that? Well, the first thing I did was I went to the dictionary. And the dictionary is so cool because I was able to look up the word to rev. I know what it means to rev things up. You know, God's going to revving things up, okay? So, but let me give you the exact definition, because that word was not in my spirit until this morning, about God revving things up according to his purpose, okay? His purpose in the earth. In other words, he's got to get things accomplished on his end, and everything is moving in that direction. But the word to rev up, or he's going to revving things up, is to increase the running speed. And this definition talks about the increase of the running speed of an engine, or the engine speed of a vehicle, by pressing the accelerator, especially while the clutch is disengaged. All right, so let me read that again. This is for you this morning. I'm telling you, this is a word of knowledge from the Lord directly to your heart, that God is going to increase the running speed in the engine of your life. Your engine, your spirit, the volition. He's going to do this by pressing the accelerator. Get ready, folks. This is beyond your power or my power. This is the power of God. He's going to press the accelerator. And then the definition goes on to say, of an engine or vehicle, operate with increasing speed when the accelerator is pressed, especially while the clutch is disengaged, and then make or become more active or energetic. Listen to this. To rev up means to make or become more active or energetic. And you know the word violence, where it says violent men take the kingdom by force. Well, that word violent and force talk about the energy of God, the energetic, the violent, the energetic take the kingdom by force. And so I really believe that God has a word for you this morning that are tuned into this radio broadcast, that God is about to accelerate by stepping on the gas pedal, so to speak. And what that really means is that God is about to open up the heavens and pour out his spirit into your life in a new and living way. That God is going to cause an internal acceleration within you to accomplish his ends. Now, has he ever done this before? Because every time I hear a word of God in my spirit, the way that God confirms the word that I'm hearing in my spirit is he shows me something in the word of God. And so I wanted to know in my heart, this is all happening just moments ago. Well, Lord, if you're revving things up and you have things that you need to get done in the earth, has this ever happened before? And yes, it has. And I want to read to you, if you'll join me this morning, I want to go to 1 Kings chapter 19. And you pretty much all know the story. I have it in the King James, and I also have it in the Living, but I want to stay close to the Word of God in the King James this morning. So chapter 19, verse 1 begins this way. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. You remember the big battle on Mount Carmel, and then after the victory, how Elijah took the false prophets, over 850 of them, into a cave and hewed them to pieces, right? Well, Jezebel gets wind of this, and what does it say in verse 2? That Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, Elijah, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. What's going on with this bold prophet? Well, he hears that Jezebel's going to kill him by tomorrow, and he now flees for his life. Where did his boldness go? Where did his courage go? How could there be such a great battle like on Mount Carmel where fire is coming down out of heaven? And God's doing these amazing things. And the next day, Jezebel wants to kill you and you're on the run, right? Anybody that's a prophet understands these spiritual concepts, I'm sure. But anyways, he's on the run. And in verse 4, 1 Kings 19:4, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. And he came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And so he's getting into this place of giving up. You know, I'm done. I've done enough. I had this great battle. I've been battling against all these forces. And, you know, I've been shutting up the heavens for 3.5 years. I've done my job. And then verse 5, it says, and as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake, bacon on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get this word into your spirit. You are on a journey if you're connected to the eternal purpose of God that is in Christ Jesus. You are not a wandering star without purpose. You have purpose and destiny in your life. You are on a journey, and the journey that is ahead of you and I is greater than ourselves. And so the angel of the Lord is visiting the prophet Elijah, and he's telling him, arise and eat, because the journey's too far great for you. And verse 8 says, he arose and did eat and drink. Now listen. He did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the Mount of God. My goodness. God is about to rev things up concerning you because you are about his purpose in the earth. Yes, you may be living in the smallest village somewhere on the planet, and yet you're connected to the eternal purpose of God. We've got people listening to this broadcast in Africa. We've got people listening in the Middle East. We've got people listening in South America and in Europe. And wherever you're hearing this message, and at whatever time, and there are many people listening in the United States, God is giving this word to you, that you are connected to him through his son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, God's eternal purpose is caught up in you. It's bound up in you. And there's something that you are called to do. And the journey ahead of you is too big for you. So God is going to give you something to accelerate you. And one meal of meat and bread and drink that was given to Elijah, he ran for 40 days and 40 nights in the strength of that meat. So, ladies and gentlemen, how is God going to get this acceleration to you? What is he going to do to press the accelerator down on your engine board, so to speak? He's going to maybe send an angel. Maybe it's time for angelic visitation. Maybe it's time for the angels of God to break through, like in the days of Daniel, when he was fasting and praying for his nation for 21 days. And then finally, the angel Gabriel got through and said, listen, we heard your prayer weeks ago, but the prince of Persia was holding back things, and Michael came and helped me, and we had this big battle going on. Finally, I am broke through to give you this word of the Lord. Some of you are waiting for instructions. Some of you are waiting to know what it is that God has called you to do. Your life is completely sold out to the Lord. You are on assignment. You could walk away from your nets like the disciples did when Jesus called them in a second. I am convinced that that is the truth about people listening to this broadcast right now. You are on standby. You're sitting there going, here I am. Maybe you've run away from Jezebel. Maybe you've been hiding out under a juniper tree or in a cave somewhere. Well, I want to just continue on with this story a little bit more because God has more to say to you. You are caught up in the purpose. Now, listen, it says in verse 9 of 1 Kings 19, he came thither unto a cave. Where? He came to the Mount of God in Horeb. And he came unto a cave, and he lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, what are you doing here, Elijah? So now Elijah's hiding in a cave. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I, only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Wow, was he having a pity party, right? Well, in verse 11, and he said, go forth, this is God speaking to Elijah now. He says, go forth, stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break it in pieces, the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, again, just a repeat, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altar, slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I, only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, go. Now watch. He's on a journey. Okay? There's an acceleration of the purpose of God in the earth. God has to get things done. He's going to work through Elijah. In verse 15, he says, and the Lord said unto him, go. Return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you come, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shall thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abimeloah, shall thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. So God is winding things down with Elijah. Elijah has come to this place where he's fulfilled basically his calling, but God has more things he needs to get done. And he wants the prophet Elijah to anoint two kings. One is this Hazael. He's to be the king over Assyria. And then Jehu, who actually is the one that's going to deal with Jezebel, the son of Nimshi, he's to be the king over Israel. And then, of course, Elisha is going to take the place of Elijah. And you know, that is one of the greatest biblical stories of the double portion I've ever read in my life. But the key to this whole thing, it says in verse 18, I love how God straightens him out, by the way. He says, yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. So God straightened out this man of God, Elijah, God's prophet, and he woke him up and says, you're not the only one, bro. He said, I've got 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee or kissed the ring, so to speak. And so it says in 19, he departed, he found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, and then the story goes on. What is the point this morning? I heard the Lord this morning saying, I am going to rev things up. I'm about to rev things up and cause an acceleration of my purpose in the earth. And so when I went to that dictionary and I saw that definition of the word rev or revving up, meaning to increase the running speed. And what does it say of Elijah? He ran in the strength. You know, he moved in the strength of that one meal that was given by an angel. So that I really believe what God is saying to you, brother, and what God is saying to you, sister, and to me, and to all that have an ear to hear, wherever we are in this earth, if we are connected to the eternal purpose of God in Christ Jesus, there is an anointing coming. There is an anointing that is going to cause an acceleration. There is a meal coming. There is angel food coming. There is a message that is going to come into our lives to accelerate us to be about our Father's business. When Jesus walked on this earth, he wasn't about his own business. He said, I'm about my Father's business. And right now, wherever you are, you too are about your Father's business, and he has a job for you to do, and you're on a journey, and that journey is way too big for you, so he's going to make you, here's the definition again, he's going to make you to become more active or energetic. He is going to cause you to run with speed. This is when we bid people Godspeed. Well, if you're one of those that are connected to the eternal purpose, receive this blessing right now. For I bless you with Godspeed to get done the things that God has called you to do in your life. You may be under a juniper tree for years. You may have been hanging out in a cave for years. And God is saying, now I need you to come forth and I need you to go and do a number of things. It may not be anointing a king. It may not be doing that, but it may be as simple as anything that God needs to get done to accelerate his purpose in the earth. The gospel of Jesus Christ must be preached around the world. There are souls that need to be saved. Time is wrapping up. As a matter of fact, there is a scripture here that I really, really want to find, and I know it's in the book of Romans, chapter 9, and let me just see if I could find it. And I want you to get this because it talks about God's going to cut his work short. And let's see if I have it on tap here. If I have it, I don't. So, well, let's just do the word here. Bada bing, bada boom. Here we go. All right. So in Romans chapter 9, here it is. I love this. This is in verse 28. All right. So Romans chapter 9, verse 28. But to put it in context, let's go to verse 27. It says, Isaiah also cries concerning Israel. Though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. Now listen to 28. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, what God is saying here is that there's going to come a moment, and if you've ever seen one of those really big water jugs, whether they're 10 gallons, 5 gallons, I don't know, but you put it under a water faucet. You got to get this imagery. You put it under a water faucet, and you start pouring water in it. It takes so long, but the moment it gets to the bottleneck, the neck of that bottle, it's like a bursting, an acceleration, and suddenly it's all wrapped up. It's all filled up. Well, that's how God is going to cut the time in the last days. He says, I'm going to do a short work. I'm going to cut it short in righteousness. And I really believe right now is an acceleration moment for the people of God to get up and get about our Father's business. I mean, this is the word of the Lord. There are so many different things going on in the world right now. We have armies lining up in the Middle East. Iran is on the move. What is going on in Syria with Russia having basically taken over all of Syria at this point? There's movement right now, and it's big prophetic movement. And we need to talk about it. We need to talk about the 5G cell towers that are being built that are supposedly 20% more radioactive, that cause more cancer to more human beings in these days that we live in. We need to talk about the Georgia Guidestones that say keep the earth at 500 million. That's about a 6.5 billion people purge in the days that we're living in. Are there mechanisms of war? Yes, there are mechanisms that can actually do that. So you can't tell me God is just sitting back in the heavens taking a snooze. No, he's looking for his sons and daughters to be activated with more energy to go out and do what needs to be done. And I know that Father's heart is all about saving souls and telling the truth to people. It's because the truth is the only thing that will remove the veil. I've been doing a study here for the last 24 hours. I started yesterday morning on Kerm Radio about the scientific reality about what pornography does to a person's brain. And there is scientific fact when people watch pornography that their brain is actually damaged. This is really amazing. And the excitotoxins, I believe they're called, the rhodotoxins, are so stimulated they fire off, and they're not supposed to at that level. It's a release that should not be happening, and it does damage. There's a psychological impact. Well, what did I bring that up for? Because this is one of the weapons that the enemy has employed against the minds of the masses to shroud them in darkness and to weaken them. When an individual is actively engaged in pornography or any other sin, quite frankly, but when this is a huge weapon, a psyop weapon that's being employed and used and actually agended and manipulated, it's on purpose, in other words, that this is being done, well, they become inactive. They cannot serve the Lord. You know that. When you're engaged in sin, you cannot serve God. You have to sit back. You could hear. You could be the judge and the critic in your own mind, but you're no longer useful to the Lord because you've been sidelined because of sin in your life. And so God wants you and I to get out of sin. Look at Elijah. His sin was basically his fear, and he got sidelined, man. He got sidelined because he allowed fear, the Jezebel spirit, to come against his life and put him in fear. And that fear sidelined him. So any kind of sin, whether it's an offense, whether it's bitterness, whether it's unforgiveness, whether it's resentment or pride or shame or disgrace or unforgiveness or unbelief or doubt or whatever it is, along with a host of other sins, they always sideline God's people. So right now, God, you know, you say, well, there's billions of Christians on the earth. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that those billions are available to God. Many of them are inactive. Many of them are stuck. Many of them are bound in their careers and all these different things. God needs free men. God needs free men and women to be at his disposal at any time. If he tells you to get on an airplane, fly to Africa, you got to be willing to do it. If he tells you to go down to the market, you got to do it. You've got to know. And all I'm saying today, Mama Mia, all I'm saying today is that this is God's word for somebody. I'm receiving this word because right now I'm ready to eat that bread of angels. I'm ready to drink that drink. I'm ready for the food of heaven to strengthen me to go do something that's effective for the kingdom of God. I don't want to leave this earth being ineffective. I do not want to. So I'm praying that by what I'm sharing with you right now, is something that is purposeful and effective, that there's somebody out there right now that needs to know that you're on assignment, you're on a journey, and God is going to super empower you. He's going to rev things up in your inward life, and you're going to be moving in such supernatural speed and acceleration that you're going to be on the move, and it's going to be way beyond your own ability or what pace you normally live at. Gabish, gabish. All right. Well, let's see what's going on here this morning. Hey, the lines are open, 818-369-0326, 818-369-0326. Are you ready? Are you ready right now? Okay, Thanksgiving's over. It's Monday. It's the 27th of November. Christmas is a month away, et cetera, et cetera. But what does God want you to do in the next 40 days. Maybe there's something that God's going to take you through in the next 40 days. Are you ready to receive the blessing, the Godspeed? Are you ready to be accelerated? Are you ready for God to press down on the gas pedal of your heart? Are you ready for him to, you know, it says when the clutch is disengaged, you know, you're in third gear or fourth gear, but in between the shifts, that's when the revving really takes place, when God disengages. So maybe you're just disengaged right now for a moment, but God is about to engage you in a purpose, in something he wants you to do. He's heard the cry of your heart. Father, I want to serve you. Father, I'm available to you. Father, I want to get into the next level of my calling. I want to go move forward. I want to get on with things. I want to do things for you. I'm here to serve you and live for you. God has heard your cry, and he is ready to move in your life. I have to believe that that young prophet Elisha, you know, as God was telling Elijah, that you're going to put Elisha in your stead. I'm sure Elisha was already praying and in the fields like King David when he was a shepherd boy, dreaming about the days he would serve the Lord. Yes, there's something ready to happen in your life. And I just am thanking God and praying that you're ready to receive whatever it is that the Lord is doing. So if you're ready, I'm ready. We've got 35 minutes in the broadcast. We could talk about a lot more stuff. But right now, I think this is super important. Any thoughts that you may have in your heart, 818-369-0326 is the number to call. Press 1 on the dial pad. And you know why I'm doing this earlier right now? Because I said everything I need to say this morning. I really did. I said what needs to be said from my heart. And I want to open the lines up, and I want to hear your heart. I want to know what God is speaking to you, what God is saying through you. Does this word bear witness to you? You may as well allow it to be spoken out. I mean, you've been in the cave long enough. You've been by the juniper tree, but God is saying something. Did he bear witness to your heart? 818-369-0326. I got a call from a friend yesterday, Bill, who is a truck driver, who told me that my message yesterday on Kerm Radio, you know, that he had some friends out there were just wanting to be encouraged, you know, and they heard this really hard word about, you know, all this stuff going on. But I really believe what God did today, hopefully the guys that are out there driving trucks across this country right now are hearing this message. And this is what God has to say to you. This is what you've been looking for. You don't need just a feel good message. God is seeking to employ your life into his business right now. The business of the kingdom, the business of saving souls, the business of employing your life and anointing you to do what you would never be able to do in your own strength. You see, that's what this whole thing is about. No, you're not an evangelist. You don't normally walk up to people and start sharing the gospel. But when this anointing comes, you're going to be doing that without even thinking about it. Understand what God is ready to do. You said, here's my life. He says, good, I'm going to take your life. And I'm going to put into your life what I want into your life so that I could flow through you. Are you ready for that? Are you really ready to serve the Lord? 818-369-0326. Press 1 on the dial pad. I'll make sure I bring you in. Maybe the Spirit of God is stirring within you right now. You see, the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy and said, stir the gift of God that is within you. Stir the gift of God. When I was stirring coffee for Patricia and I this morning, I had to stir the cup. And as I was stirring all those elements together to get a really good cup of coffee, I heard it, you know, stir the gift of God. And so I'm here to stir the gift of God in you today. I'm here to stir you up. I'm here to stir that life-giving power on the inside of you. God has given me a message for you. And yes, will it be useful while North Korea and Iran and war? Are you too small for the big things? No. God tells Elijah, go anoint certain kings for certain purposes. And so you got to be willing to do what God wants you to do. There's nothing small and insignificant with God. There was a little boy standing by in the wilderness with a few loaves of bread and a few fish. We don't even know the little boy's name. All we know that he was available, and what he had, he was willing to give to the Lord. He gave the Lord some fish and some bread. The Lord did miracles with 5,000 people or so. There's nothing insignificant. And when all the people ate, what did he do? He gathered up the fragments into 12 different baskets. Come on. God is saying that there's something important and significant about your life, something he wants to do. Number to call, 818-369-0326. Press 1 on your dial pad. I'll make sure I bring you right into the broadcast. You're listening to The Watchman on the Omega Radio Network, and I am fired up this morning because I really, as a seeker of God, want to know what time it is. And folks, we have, you know, things have been happening all along. You know it and I know it, but we've been in this minor lull for a moment. And so seeking God, Lord, what's on the horizon? And then hearing God say, I am revving things up and I'm going to cause an acceleration of my purposes in the earth. I mean, when I heard that and I looked up the word revving up and it means acceleration and doing all of that, and it has to do with God's purpose. Come on. That's why you're listening today. That's why you're tuned in today. That's why you're hearing today. This is very intimate. This is very personal about your life. Number to call, 818-369-0326. Press 1 on the dial pad. Yes, I hope that this is angel food, God's food. You know, this word of God is meat and drink. It is wine and bread. It is oil. It is good stuff. Let's take our first call this morning, and it's coming from Indiana, from our dear friend, Brother Don Huddle. Don, good morning, sir. How are you today?
Just fine. I got to tell you a story.
Yes, sir.
My phone was messed up yesterday, so I turned it off. It kept alarming for no reason, and I stuck it in my pocket. I'm at work right now. And I figured I was going to take it down to the cell phone store and get a new phone. And all of a sudden, I get a text. And I thought, well, how's that possible? The phone's completely powered off. And I looked, and it was you sending me the Watchman program to watch it at 9 o'clock in the morning. So I thought, well, how did that happen? And so I left it on, and guess what? It's fine, and I get to listen to the Watchman. I don't have to get a new phone. So God fixed my phone so I could listen to you today. And so I figured I'd call in and share that with you.
Well, let me explain why God did that for you, Brother Don. Let's take that to another level. Since I've been speaking for about 29 minutes, and I was talking about God wanting to employ people into his business and people that are available to God, I was thinking much about you and some others as well. And I was thinking, God is speaking to Don's heart. God is speaking to the hearts of some people that are out there. But I kept looking, and I believe the word of the Lord to you, the reason why God turned on your dead phone was so that you could hear exactly what he had to say, because God's about to employ you into his business, and he's going to accelerate the life processes within you to give you an ability to do what you would never be able to do in your own strength. I believe that with all of my heart, and I pray you'll receive it in Jesus' name.
I receive it. Totally receive it. I'm ready.
Hallelujah. What a story. I love that story. Supernatural acceleration.
You see all this supernatural stuff happening around us now all the time. I mean, you tell these stories, you know. I got to tell you, let me tell you this one story happened to my family, if you mind. It'll take 5 minutes.
Not at all. Take your time.
My brother was married, and he's not with his wife now, but she had a daughter, not his daughter. And she got married. And she got pregnant. She's going to have a girl. And she was about 3 or 4 months into the pregnancy. And the pediatrician routine checkup, guess what? No heartbeat. No heartbeat. So the pediatrician told her, he says, you know, your baby died. I'm sorry. And they said, no, that's not possible. So they went to another team, a different doctor. And they checked her out real good, and guess what? No heartbeat. The baby's dead.
Mm.
So says, well, what you're going to have to do, we're going to give you these abortion pills, two of them, and that's going to flush the baby out of you. And probably after that, we'll have to have a DNC, make sure nothing's left. So it's just to flush the dead baby out, make you abort. So they gave her the pills, and her mother said, I'm not going to accept this. Don't take the pills. So she didn't take them, and her mother, for two nights in a row, laid on the floor in the bedroom and begged God to restore that baby, to restore that heartbeat.
Wow.
And this went on for two nights. And they didn't feel like there was any changes. And, you know, you can't go on this feeling thing. This is what I learned more and more. You just got to trust God, you know. Pregnant woman, her daughter, decided, I'm going to take these pills. So she took them. And she started spotting real bad and figured that, okay, well, that's it. So she calls up the doctor and says, well, come on in. The baby came out. And what we're going to do is we're going to give you a DNC, the baby parts. If they haven't come out, DNC will suck them and flush them out, whatever.
Hmm.
So we go back to the doctor a couple days later, and we get ready to do the DNC, and they're giving a physical. And they jumped up and they started screaming. The surgical team did and said, this is impossible. There's a heartbeat. They said, we got to go in and get this baby because the pills have severely damaged her. They got to damage her, you know, and we got to go in and we got to get it right now and see what we could, if somehow we can save this baby, you know, at least they're admitting it's a baby, right? So they go in and give her a C-section, go in and get the baby, and guess what they pull out? They pull out a fully formed, completely 100% intact, no problem, baby girl.
Wow.
And they are stunned because not only was the baby restored from death, it actually survived those that abortion pill. Evidently, it just affected the placenta, but didn't kill anything. So God twice not only restored that baby from death, but also protected it from the doctors killing it with that that abortion pill. Amazing story. True story, 100%.
Amazing story. It is believable. And this is the supernatural, Don, that I'm talking. I really believe God is saying to people today, I want to accelerate my ability in you and through you so that you can see these things happen. That is absolutely amazing. I can't wait to. How old is this baby right now?
The baby is, let me think. Baby is, I think the baby is about a year and a half now.
And this is around your brother, Jerry.
My brother, Dale, yeah. It was his ex-wife.
Dale's ex-wife.
I keep telling him it's still your wife because they're not with anyone else now, you know. But it wasn't my brother's daughter. It was with the woman that my brother's ex-wife married, or his daughter married, you know.
Right, right. What an amazing story, my God. And who was it that prayed for that baby? It's the woman herself, the mother?
The mother. No, the
girl's
mother,
mother
of the woman having the baby.
Wow, the mother, God bless her.
And I mean, she got in front of God and she said, please, don't restore this baby. The doctors, two teams of doctors are saying that this baby is dead and they have to go in and get it. They just can't let it rot inside the mother. And they knew it was an intact, or it was 3 or 4 months old at the time, or 3 months, 4 months on the pregnancy. So it was formed, had a heartbeat, and they said, we got to go in and get it because it's too big and it's going to poison, it's going to kill you. because it's dead. Thoroughly convinced, 100%. Two surgical teams, two different doctors, are confirming that this baby is dead.
Amazing.
And,
thank you, Jesus.
That mother got in front of the Lord and begged God on her knees in her bedroom for two nights in a row. She prayed through. And God did exactly what the mother wanted to have done and what the grandmother wanted to have done. And the thing is, they didn't feel anything, but God answered that prayer and restored it. And even then, you know, they wanted to go with the way the doctor said, you know, well, okay, we'll take the pills now, which this is what the mother decided to do because the doctors kept pushing her. No, you know, that dead fetus is going to kill you if you don't get it out of there. So take the pills to abort it, to abort the dead fetus. And the fetus wasn't dead. And then God protected the abortion, made sure that that baby wasn't aborted, you know, through those horrendous abortion pills they give women to abort fetuses. I think all it did was probably affect the placenta. But that baby is 100% fine, and laughs, runs around, giggles. I mean, just full of life, you know, no problem, not one problem at all. So
that's an absolute miracle, Don, and I thank you for sharing that story. That's amazing. And for those that are just tuning in right now to this broadcast on Monday morning, November 27th, 2017, God has spoken a word of knowledge, and the word of knowledge is that He is about to cause an acceleration. He is revving things up concerning His purposes in the earth. The story connected to that is in the 1 Kings chapter 19, the story of Elijah, who was given the food and the water, and he ran for 40 days in the strength of that meal. And God is about to do something in the life of His people who are connected to His eternal purpose, so that in Elijah's case, he was told to go and anoint two kings and then bring a new prophet in his stead, who was Elisha. So there's business that needs to be accomplished. And the business of the kingdom is the salvation of souls. There's no doubt about it. It's the proclamation of the kingdom and telling the truth and doing whatever it is that God has called you to do. And so get ready for an acceleration in your life. Get ready for God to rev things up in you. He's going to press the accelerator, the gas pedal of your life. He's going to give anointing, gasoline, that's going to accelerate your abilities. This is way beyond your ability. And again, I want to encourage people to read in 1 Kings chapter 19, the story of what happened with Elijah. And the lines are open, 818-369-0326. Press 1 on the dial pad. If you've been listening to this broadcast on the Omega Radio Network, if you've gone to omegaradio.org and you've been listening there, we'd love to hear from you. You could call into the program. We want to make sure you're hearing us loud and clear out there. But Don, again, just an absolutely amazing story, a miraculous story of a baby that's supposed to be dead in the womb, a grandmother who prayed with her whole heart. Suddenly, this baby is alive, 100% intact, totally healed. My God, what is her life and purpose all about? That's huge.
Yeah. Very common. Right. I suspect these stories are very common now.
I know, right? Amen. Very common. And that's the season we're in. A commonplace to see miracles, signs, and wonders. There are people out there today that are in need of a miracle. There are people that are set up for this moment. There are so many people that need a supernatural touch from God. Now, you know, this message has been preached for 2,000 years. It's no new message, but it's a timing. And when God says He's about to rev things up, when He's about to accelerate certain things for His eternal purpose, you know, what is going to give glory to God? Miracles, signs, wonders, watching people get delivered, set free from addiction, from bondage. You know, this is a time where God is going to pour His Spirit out, and we're going to see an acceleration of His purposes. It's in the book of Joel. I mean, He tells us exactly what He's going to do when He pours out His Spirit. There's going to be all kinds of wonderful things taking place in people's lives. If you're listening to the broadcast, I want to welcome you to press 1 on your dial pad. Let's hear from you. And if you've been listening on the Omega Radio Network, would love to hear from you. Make sure that we're tuning in. We've got about 15 minutes left in the broadcast. And so, Don, no one's calling in right now. There's lots of people listening, but maybe they're just enjoying what is being said to them right now, because it is an amazing moment. I believe that God's about to do some wonderful things in people's lives individually and personally. But we do have a call coming in, so stand by with me. And, of course, we have our dear brother, Pastor Ken Wagner, calling in. He's no stranger to miracle signs and wonders. Good morning, Pastor Ken. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Vincent. Only it's Pastor Peggy.
You're no stranger to miracles either. How are you, Peggy?
I am receiving. That word was for me. It was. I don't know who else it was for, but it was for me, because God has done incredible things. But I have been so weak. I said, Lord, it's got to be you. I just can't. I've tried everything that I know of. It's going to be a miracle from you. I was just saying last night, Lord, there's so much you want done, and I need your miracle, and he's going to do it. When you came out with that word, I just was leaping inside. It just, I don't know exactly how he's going to do it, but he's going to do it.
Isn't that amazing? That's miraculous. That's God's heart. You see, he does know every bird that falls to the ground. He's aware of it. God hears things, even the conversation of the wicked behind closed doors. God hears, God sees, God knows. And Saturday night, we were ministering the word that God had told me that there were many people that have stopped believing that God is hearing their prayers. And it's just a spiritual thing. The devil's been lurking behind the scenes, getting people to speak but not believe. And so we went into the scriptures how God is listening to the prayers of the righteous. And I saw in 24 hours people began to pray in faith a little bit more. And there's a breakthrough coming. And what a miracle, Sister Peggy, Pastor Peggy Wagner, that you were crying out to the Lord last night. And here is the message. And I really believe for your medicine, keep reading 1 Kings chapter 19. And just get that downloaded and take it personally in your life. God has got things for you to do. You've been called to the ministry, and he wants to make you effective, and he's going to do great things beyond your own ability and strength. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. All his strength.
Pastor, I believe. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Pastor Ken. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm blessed. You know, you're talking about that revving up. I'm going to look at it in another sense. I really believe that God is revving up the gifts, the talents, and the abilities of all of the Christians who believe in him, and that he is anointed with these gifts. And they are going to flow in a new and powerful way. But we're going to see mighty miracles going on right in front of us. And we're going to see people raised dead. We're going to see healings, broken limbs, broken arms healed instantaneously. These are things that I believe are really coming, and everyone that has any of the gifts that God has given them to start to pray and believe that God is going to rev up those gifts the same way and bless all of his people.
He's going to rev them up. He's going to stir them up. Jesus, in his day upon the earth, he said that the lame man walked, the blind man saw, the deaf man heard, the dumb man spoke. He raised the dead. He cast out demons. He healed the leper. And he said that those who believe in me, the works that I do, even so shall they do, and even greater works shall they do. So, yeah, I believe we're all in concert this morning, believing that the greater works are here. Let's receive another word from another one of our dear pastors, my beloved wife, Patricia Joy. Patricia, good morning. How are you this morning? What are you hearing?
Well, I am just rejoicing in the believing faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in these latter days, as was already mentioned, deep calls to deep. And the Lord is saying the evil thereof is so incredibly black and dark that the kingdom that I put within you, I want it to burst forth into a bonfire of deliverance in that people will understand and believe that it is very, very possible. There's nothing impossible with God, but it is the trying of our faith, and he's trying our faith now so that as things get darker, we'll be able to get brighter and believing to such a degree that we see the miracles being performed as it was when Jesus walked the face of the earth. He did say, what I do, you shall do also. Even greater things shall you do, because I go to the Father, and I'll send you my Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit within us will do marvelous, wonderful exploits. But the Lord is waiting on us. He said, I have downloaded you. What are you waiting for? Believe with all your heart. Is there anything impossible with me? No, nothing's impossible. He is with all possibilities. So anyone that is physically hurting right now, I want them to put their hand on whatever that pain is, wherever it is. And I want them to say, Lord, I believe in your healing power you have given me. For you said, what you did, we shall do also, even greater things. So therefore, I believe that this pain and the root cause of it is now being taken away in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And this infirmity is leaving in Jesus' name now at this moment. And I know that you are going to be healed, who's ever listening. And when this happens to your understanding and realization that it is so, call in and let us know at 858-864-8714. I want to hear from you because God is ready. Are you ready?
Amen. I love it, Patricia Joy. I love it. And, you know, there's some more there. There's some more prayer here because it's not just sickness. It's not just disease, but it's also fear. It is the spiritual environment. It's the work of the devil behind the scenes to just create blocks and shrouds. And so we come against that right now as well. We come against the spirit of fear. We come against the spirit of offense. We come against the spirit of unforgiveness. We come against roots of bitterness that have been in people's lives, and we sever that bitter root in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now for the outpouring of your spirit that you are activating, that you are now accelerating. Lord God, that we are before you right now, wherever people are listening right now, anywhere in the world, hearing this moment, that you have come this morning to accelerate, that you have brought a meal this morning, and that the days ahead for everyone that is tuned in and is a part of what you're doing right now will run in the supernatural power, the supernatural authority, the supernatural function. Father, we know that the authority of heaven is when you told Elijah to anoint kings. And Father, we give you praise right now. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ, we bind and rebuke every work of the adversary. Get out of the way right now. And Lord, we loose your purpose. We loose it right now. We receive what you have for us. Put your pedal to the metal, Lord. Put your foot upon the accelerator of our lives. Let the engine, the volition of our existence be revved up by you like you said you would do. We are here, Father, to receive. We cannot do it in our own strength. The journey is too big for us alone. But, Lord, you said you're going to do something so that your purposes will be accelerated in the earth and accomplished. So we say yes and amen to this right now. Yes and amen. In Jesus' name. We've got about 5 minutes left in the broadcast. Any final comments? Or if you're listening, the number to call, 818-369-0326. 818-369-0326. Press 1 on your dial pad. We'll bring you right in. You know, I love moments like these. This is very sober to me. This is not the hilarity or the, just charismatic emotion. This is a word from Father God's heart. This is a message from God's heart that is already ministering to people that are listening to this broadcast because it was for you. And this is very sober, and what we do with this word is we yes and amen it. I open my hands. I lift my hands to heaven. I spread my hands forth, and I say, yes, Father, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, you have things you want to accomplish. You have things you want to get done. The devil has a lot of work he's doing. The devil is employing his agents all over the world. But Father, you have work to do as well. And we are your servants. We are your vessels. We are set apart for you. There's nothing, and I mean nothing, on this earth that ties us down or holds us back from doing what you want us to do. We're available. And that has been the cry of your heart, saints. That has been what God has been saying to you. God has been saying, and what he's telling us today is, I have heard your cry. I have heard your prayers. This moment is the answer. I'm not coming on the airwaves today to try to start a new thing. This is what God is saying to you. I've heard you say, I don't want to live my life empty. I don't want to go out not having performed or done what God has called me to do. There is something deep. There's an urgency, a desire in your spirit, and God is answering that right now. That's what this is about. And he's saying, you may as well get foot loose and fancy free, because it's time to go forward and do some amazing things. And I believe he wants you to skip forth like the calf out of the stalls into the open pastures. It's time to live the abundant life and to do the things that God has created us to do. And I believe with all my heart, this is what he's saying. Anybody have a question or comment or anything to add to what's being said? Please feel free to do so.
One more comment, Pastor.
Go ahead, Pastor Ken.
I've had this in my spirit for a while, and I really believe God's going to do it. And I'm thinking of Philip. Interestingly enough, I think times are going to get really tough, and people are not going to be able to travel. They're not going to be able to get around. But I really believe that God, in his mercy to those who really need to hear from him, will use the Christian brothers and sisters and translate them literally to where they need to be. I think of even of the Apostle Paul, locked in prison. And I believe some of us will be imprisoned as well. But that doesn't stop God. If he's got a word for us to bring to somebody, he'll bring us out, he'll translate us, and let us give the word of God and help those Christians that are in need, or those people that are in need, and move us wherever we need to go. And I really believe we're going to see that as well towards the end times.
Amen. Why not? You know, absolutely. And I believe there's somebody listening right now, and you're thinking, oh, this is going to be great when they do this. You know, this is for them. No. This is for you. This is God's desire right now. Understand Father God, the creator of heaven and earth, his son, Jesus Christ, the Father and the Spirit and the Lord. They're one. I mean, just understand he is communicating to your heart right now. He is communicating a message to you that your life is not without value. It is not without purpose. And because you belong to him, his purpose must be activated through you, where you are, in your sphere of influence. He has many Elijahs in the earth today, if you will. Would to God all of my people were prophets, said Moses. And so God has a work for everyone. All about being led by the Holy Spirit. We're down to 90 seconds. We got to get ready to go. A final word from anybody. 1 minute message.
That we would encourage each and everyone listening to begin to pray and ask God for the Holy Spirit, if they have not, to empower them to be able to do miracles, because God's heart is so desiring for his people to move in this way, but it's going to take faith in that which he has promised us. So I encourage you, please, in the name of Jesus Christ, to take on the exploitation of healing. The world needs it, and the Lord is waiting for his church to rise up and to become that true light in the world. Let there be light, and let it begin in us.
Wow, that's an amazing way to go out of the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We receive it. I want you to feel right now as we leave this broadcast, the foot of God pressing the accelerator of your heart. He's going to accelerate his purposes. He's going to cut his work short in the last days. You are now caught up in the eternal purpose of God that's in Christ Jesus. You are on assignment. You've got a journey ahead of you, but God is now fueling you and supplying you to get the job done. I'm Pastor Vince. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, right here on the Omega Radio Network. Be blessed. Shalom.